Hello and welcome to Project Wellness. My name is Dominique Liv-Kamal and I'm an Australian naturopath, nutritionist and medical herbalist. And Project Wellness for me is all about the things that I want to share with you that help us stay well as individuals. And the aim of my project is to help empower you with your own health and your own wellness. Today is September the 12th and we're here on the Sunshine Coast, and this week we've had loads of bushfires in our region, and earlier in the week on Saturday we had dust storms coming in from super dry conditions environmentally here where we live. Lots and lots of people have been connecting with us about respiratory tract illnesses, and I did a blog on it earlier on my website medicineroom.com.au, and I've put up little clips on our Instagram medicine_room and on our Facebook page Medicine Room, so you can connect with me through all of those channels. But here today I just want to share with you my top hints and tips for respiratory tract illnesses and how you as an individual can really help yourself right now in those situations. I thought that the best way that I could do that was really explaining to you about your respiratory tract, what it was, what it does, and what herbs and natural therapies and daily practices we can do to really help ourselves to strengthen our respiratory tract, because it carries the blood around our entire body. And if that blood has got allergens in it, or if that blood has got any viruses or anything that doesn't really belong there, then we're transporting it through the rest of the body. So my number one tip with our respiratory tract is, as soon as you get something, the very first signs, just knock it on the head. I'm just doing some readings from the second edition of my book, The Wellness Zone, here for you as well, and just sharing the information that's in there. So, you know, your first thing I want to say is you want to breathe deeply and you want to have a good oxygen supply in your body, and you want to have a good oxygen supply from outside. So breathing clean air is super important. And at the moment this week, I've been recommending that if you are going to go into an environment where there's a lot of smoke or dust or residue from smoke or dust, then I would be wearing a scarf around my nose and mouth, or I'd wear a mask. In the same way that if you're in a really polluted city in the world, like somewhere like Delhi, for example, in northern India, in the summertime, it's super polluted. And it was the only place in the world where I've ever had black mucus. Like when I breathed in the air and if I had to blow my nose, I was blowing out black, because the little hairs coming up our nose are our body's very first line of defense against allergens that come in from the air. And that was really scary when I was in that environment. And I just, for people who do live in polluted cities and polluted environments, it's really good to get the freshest, cleanest oxygen that you can. And if you are going out into the streets where there's a lot of pollution, definitely wear a scarf or a face mask. But here on the Sunshine Coast this week, I'm saying exactly the same thing. Just fold a scarf, wrap it around your neck, and then when you're in the dusty areas, just pull it up over your nose and just breathe. Make sure it's a nice cotton scarf so that you can breathe freely. So what is our respiratory tract? It includes our head cavity and our lungs. The system is crucial for passing oxygen into the body and passing toxins out. The lungs are a fine mesh of beautiful little alveoli that suck up and diffuse oxygen, carbon dioxide and chemicals across from the external environment into your body. And this is for your body the difference between life and death. You need to keep your head cavity as free of mucus as possible. Sinusitis, rhinitis, etc., they have to be eliminated. The best herbs for this job are fenugreek with ginger and lemon juice and honey taken as a beverage each day. You need to stop any postnasal drips, clear up any built-up mucus straps that are forming in your upper respiratory tract, as these can become insidious and spread down into your digestive tract and interfere with your large intestine if left untreated. So basically, our head is a hollow cavity, and when we breathe in allergens, what happens is that mucus is our body's very, very first line of defense, and we start making mucus, and then we're encasing those allergens in the mucus, And the idea is you're supposed to blow your nose to get rid of it or spit it out, a sputum to get rid of it. That's the best way to get rid of it. It's the fastest course. But just make sure you're hygienic and clean and don't do that in an unclean way or a disgusting way. Use handkerchiefs, use tissues. The reason why I say you have to get rid of it when it's in your nose and your mouth is because otherwise you can form a nasal drip that goes down through the back of the throat and it goes into the lungs, and then you start getting congested lungs, and then you also start to cough, and you start to, you know, you can pick up a lot of different allergens in the air, including viruses and bacteria and pathogens that can cause infections. If you don't get rid of the built-up area in your head, you can start getting that headache, which is a classic sinus headache. And sinus headaches are something that are really painful, and they're something that can just take a long time to get rid of. And one of the most successful ways to get rid of them really is pharmaceutical antibiotics, which you want to avoid. And so what I want to say to you on that note is that if you do start to get any sinus headaches, the very first thing to do, and if you start to get a sore throat in these dust and smoky environments, is when you go to bed at night, make an onion poultice. Now, anyone who's been to my workshops on respiratory tract, coughs, colds and flus and that sort of thing knows how much I love onion poultices. A little story is that when my kids were at school, if they were sick for the day and they wanted the day off, I'd say, oh, do you want an onion poultice? And if they said yes, it meant they were really sick. And so they spent the day in bed with an onion poultice, and it generally clears any head congestion, sore throats and coughing if you get it quickly enough, and it does that pretty well within a day or so. The idea with these things, and the first thing you want to know, is that you want to get rid of these things and you want to jump on them ahead of time. And in our case now, when you know that you are being exposed to allergens and pathogens, and when you know that you are being sort of in the areas, especially where there's a lot of smoke and dust and allergens and pollen that can form these responses from your body, just be preventative from the get-go. And what I've been telling people to do this week really is always have a water bottle with you, and preferably have the juice of half a lemon in your water bottle right now. You know, that's a really, really good solution. The other thing that I've been saying, and I did an Insta Facebook socials post on this morning, was how to make an infusion of fenugreek and lemon. So what you do is you take 2 tablespoons of fenugreek dried seeds, and you put them in a glass jar that will take about 500 mils of liquid, or a big container, a jug or something. And then you fill it up with 500 mils of boiling water. And then you let that cool overnight. You cover it in like a beeswax wrap or a piece of fabric or something just to keep it clean. And you leave it overnight, or 5 hours minimum. And then when you've done that, you strain off the liquid. And then you mix in another 500 mils of boiling water, and you can also add lemon juice to this. And then you just make sure you drink that liter every day, and just do this every day. And you'll find that you get a lot less allergenic responses, and it's a very good preventative medicine at the moment, because not only for the blood sugaring, lowering levels and the cholesterol benefits and the digestive tract benefits and the cramping pain relief that fenugreek is evidence-based to give, you also get the benefits of it clears out mucus from the body really well. And fenugreek is one of my favourite herbs for clearing our lymphatic system. Now, our lymphatic system is like it pumps around. It doesn't even pump. You have to pump your own lymphatic system. But it's a system that's in the body that actually works to remove pathogens and toxins, and a lot of our fatty acids travel through that system before they enter the bloodstream. And your lymphatic system is the place where a lot of toxins are taken out, and you've got little pockets of lymph nodes throughout the body, and they tend to suck out toxins and keep them there, stored there, so that they don't travel further in the body. And there's lymphatic cells in our digestive tract. And, you know, when you've got a lot of mucus and you're exposed to a lot of allergens, You want to keep the lymphatic system clear so that it can operate optimally, because what that means is that your immunity is strong and your immunity is operating optimally. So with our respiratory tract and that little drink, the fenugreek drink, that is on my socials post today on Instagram and on Facebook and on LinkedIn and Twitter. When it comes to our respiratory tract, you do want to keep your head cavity as clear of mucus as possible. And the upper respiratory herbs that we tend to use in the herbal dispensary, that we've got really, really good solution. We have really good results with them. And this is a formula that I've been making for a while. And if you want us to make you some, or you can go and talk to your naturopath or herbalist, we basically mix fenugreek herbal extraction, which is Trigonoetherium graecium, and we mix that in with one called Sambucus nigra berry, which is elderberry berries, and then we add in olive leaf. Elderberry berries are super antioxidants and they're antimicrobial. Olive leaf, Oleoerypia, is antimicrobial as well, so it actually starts killing pathogens as they're entering your body, which is what we want in these environments. And then we mix in another herb, which is a beautiful Australian herb, Backhousia citriodora, which is lemon myrtle. And that's our upper respiratory and sinus blend, and it works really, really well. Sometimes I add horseradish extract into it for people, because horseradish is super drying. And another thing that if you want to clear up your sinuses, and if you're going to go out to dinner tonight and you feel like Japanese, I highly recommend wasabi, which is Japanese horseradish. And, you know, like giving yourself that little wasabi blast, which is when you can feel the wasabi kind of go up through your head cavity and clearing all those cavities. And it just feels amazing. It sort of is really a powerful thing. But wasabi, Japanese horseradish, is another food that I fully recommend to you if you've got upper respiratory and sinus issues that you're dealing with right now at this time. If you're concerned that the nasal drip has already started, we add in other herbs as well. We add in andrographis, we add in thyme, we add in licorice root, we add in herbs for the throat. Nettle urticojoyacea is one of my favourite lung herbs to clear the lungs, and you want to keep the lungs really super clear. But lemon juice, you know, just drink lots and lots of lemon juice. And as I said in my little video earlier this week, if you're concerned about the acid with your teeth with lemon juice, then just use a drinking straw and that will completely bypass that problem. Having garlic in your diet, garlic is really good and antimicrobial as well. I'll go into a little bit more detail with you on that later on in the podcast. You need to keep your lungs super clear. So being exposed to smoke isn't a good thing. You know, you've all seen pictures of lungs of a smoker, and it's just this huge congestion. Well, when you're exposed to smoke in bushfires and when you're exposed to smoke in the environments where there have been bushfires and dust and all of the pollen coming off the trees and the flowers sooner than expected because of that environment and because of the bushfires, it can create, you know, some strapping and damage to your lungs. And so it can, something that you really want to be looking at, and that is the lemon juice, but also having honey, because honey also helps with the mucus and it helps clear the body of mucus and allergens. And another tea to drink is ginger root tea, like just grate lots and lots of ginger. That you can mix all of this together. Turmeric is another really good one, ginger and turmeric with their anti-inflammatory and antimicrobial benefits as well. You really want to stop any paste nasal drips coming in, and you want to clear up built-up mucus straps that are forming in your upper respiratory tract, as these can become insidious and spread down into your digestive tract. So when I say that to you, I mean that long, if you don't address mucus, and if you're a chronic sinusitis or rhinitis or hay fever sufferer, whether it's seasonal or whether it's all the time, then I would suggest that you've got quite a lot of mucus built up in your head cavity. And I'm happy to talk to you about removing that as well, because this is where the herbs like fenugreek are going to break it down over time. So even that drink that I'm suggesting you have now, you know, you could take that all the time if you're a chronic sufferer of these illnesses. If you suffer from asthma, allergies, or any conditions that cause havoc to your respiratory tract, then you should visit your healthcare practitioner and talk about what complementary medicines you can have. Lots of people ask for alternatives to asthma medications because what happens with asthma is the bronchial tubes constrict on the outbreath, and that's a really terrible feeling to have. And what we say with that is that anyone who's even prone to asthma should increase their intake of essential fatty acids. And essential fatty acids in my world are chia seeds and flax seeds mostly. And then I also take a lot of blue-green algae, and I get my essential fatty acids also. If you can get wild salmon, that's good, clean ocean salmon. Everybody's questioning the ocean these days and the foods coming out of the ocean and the toxicity and the radiation from the ocean. So it's not the clean place it used to be. But if you do eat and you can get good quality salmon, I do not recommend commercial fish oil tablets. And you can get the download of my book, The Wellness Zone, on my website, medicineroom.com.au. And I do go into a lot of details as to why I don't recommend fatty acid fish oil tablets. For alternatives to asthma medicines, you really want to have good essential fatty acids because that really helps with the bronchial tubes. You want to have a good nutritional profile. And depending upon your medicines, there's specific herbs that can help. There's breathing techniques that you can use. And asthma is seasonal in many people, and it can sometimes be easier to jump for the first cure instead of trying to find the cause of it. And often the cause of asthma, if it's a seasonal asthma, is environmental. If you suffer from emphysema, chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, tuberculosis, bronchitis, pneumonia, pleurisy, these are all conditions that can be improved with extra oxygen in the system. And once again, it's good nutritional care. And your respiratory tract is the entrance point of many chemicals to your body, and they go straight into the bloodstream, feeding your heart first. Therefore, your heart is taking the good blood or the toxic blood first. And this is something you want to remember because you are spreading those allergens around your body if you don't deal with it when they do enter through the breath. If you are infusing toxins, you really want to be careful because they can become infectious, and you really want to be careful about that. So the first thing is to try and have good fresh air. If you are on the Sunshine Coast or in southeast Queensland at the moment near the bushfires, and if you are suffering from congestion and respiratory tract illnesses like lots of us are, I've been talking to so many people about it this week, then I really recommend that you get out of this area as much as you can, get away from the smoke as much as you can, but make sure you take your omega fatty acids as well. Vitamin E is a good vitamin to take, and lots of antioxidants in the diet. The antioxidants that we're recommending at the moment are turmeric, putting turmeric in your teas, taking turmeric extract, anti-inflammatory ones. We're also recommending lots of berries, because the berries and anything that's red or blue in the spectrums is a super antioxidant. And at the moment, I've just been so in love with blue spirulina, which is the blue antioxidant in spirulina. I just love it so much. And taking spirulina, taking all the chlorophylls, drinking green juices at the moment is really good as well because you want that oxygenation. And the herb nettle is one thing. If you can make nettle tea, if you can take nettle, nettle's fantastic because it helps the red blood cells and it helps the oxygen. Also taking magnesium in the form of raw Mayan cacao, as in cacao powder, is really, really good. And one of the things, I know I always give you lots of recipes and things on podcasts like this, so I'm just going to keep doing it right now. One of the other things that I've been doing is a super immunity antioxidant blend in the morning. And here in the medicine room, we've been making a mushroom mix. We all know how popular mushroom mixes are at the moment. And we do two here. We do shiitake mushroom and Ganoderma reishi mushroom. And so I've just made a mix of 50% of those. And what I do is I'm mixing that in with my raw Mayan cacao in the morning and putting in some hot water. And in my case, I'm putting in hot coconut milk because I love coconut milk. And I love a cocoa soy blend. That's my favorite blend, which is 50% soy milk and 50% coconut milk. It makes a super thick, luscious, non-allergenic drink. Because if you are suffering from upper respiratory illnesses or any of those kinds of things, you find that dairy and cheese and milk and those kinds of things can kind of stick to the mucus and it can keep it there longer and it can be harder to move. So that's something that I really recommend that you do as well, is really have nice immunity things. For respiratory tract herbal solutions, there are some good herbs that you can take when you want to get rid of the exudates from your respiratory tract. They're good for the trachea, lung and bronchial conditions. Expectorants stimulate your system with irritants causing elimination, and they soften mucus and reduce inflammation. Anodyne expectorants work by depressing the coughing mechanism, giving you relief. Bronchodilators increase the dilation of your bronchial passage, increasing the elimination of mucus, which relieves any breathing constriction associated with asthma. While anticatharals relieve congestions in your respiratory tract without elimination. Most expectorants act by stimulating the ciliated epithelium of your respiratory mucosa as herbal constituents are excreted. These are mostly essential oils and saponins. Expectorants tend to turn sputum into liquid qualities and may inhibit the offending organism. So if you take an expectorant, that's a really good way to break the mucus down. And it turns into a more watery condition, so it's more easily eliminated. However, that can also cause problems if it's an upper respiratory issue and you start getting the nasal drip and it all goes super fast down into your lungs. So if you take expectorant herbs, make sure you blow your nose lots. And if you wear an onion poultice, that's really going to help as well, because the sulfates from the onion poultice go down into the lungs and they work in an antibiotic way, and that's really good. So bronchodilators, which is what I was talking about with asthma, stimulate the sympathetic nervous system, or the other thing they can do is block the parasympathetic nervous system. They act as decongestants and anticatharals. Flavonoids such as quercetin inhibit the release of histamine from the mast cells, which helps reduce allergic reactions associated with asthma and allergies such as sinus and hay fever. And you may have heard a saying that vitamin C is one of the best antihistamines. So right now as well, I'd be getting some vitamin C powder. And in my book, The Wellness Zone, I also talk about how to do a vitamin C flush. And I can talk about that with you later. But it's something that's really worth doing. At the moment, just give yourself some good vitamin C powder. And just take a teaspoon 1 to 3 times a day, mixed in with half a glass of water or juice. If you feel like you're suffering from an upper respiratory tract congestion situation and it's getting worse, because we don't want this getting worse. See, what happens is we can step up the preventative medicines we're using if one's not working so well. So my example of that is, say, for example, you make lemon ginger tea. And you're drinking lemon ginger tea and it's working great on day one, but by day three, you're starting to feel congested. Add in some vitamin C, add in some fenugreek, add in some upper respiratory herbal extractions, you know, like add in some extra antioxidants in the diet, add in some more green juices. And just on that note, I'll say just reduce your diet as well. Don't have congestive foods. Keep away from wheats and meats and processed foods, and just have a really super clean fruit and vegetable based diet with quality protein. Anything that's going to give your body relief is what you need at the moment. And I know some of my patients right now, as I'm talking on this podcast, I'm a faster. I fully support fasting. It really works for me and my body when I'm sick. And I know that right now quite a few of my patients are fasting, and what they're fasting on is lemon juice fenugreek tea, like the recipe I gave you, but without the honey, no honey. And they're also fasting on ginger tea. And some people are fasting on just hot water, and they've got onion poultices around their necks, and they're lying in bed, and they're taking our upper respiratory and sinus blend as well. So, you know, these are the ways that you can step it up. If you find that you have to go to work and you can't stop, just power those drinks through the day. Power the vitamin C, have the antihistamines, and keep your diet clean. So quercetin is a really good antioxidant. And another thing that you might want to think about having is that if you don't want to go to a full water fast, which I'm not recommending you do, I'm only saying that's a choice for you to do if you are a faster like I am. I usually fast for 24 hours. And then if I'm sick, I'll fast for 24 hours on just ginger tea or just fenugreek and lemon juice with no honey or just hot water. And then after that, I'll go to juices for 24 hours. And if I was going to do juice right now for my upper respiratory tract and my sinuses, I'd be just juicing pineapple. And I'd probably be adding some garlic into it as well and some celery. The reason why I'm juicing pineapple is because of the bromelain. It's a really good active constituent. And even if you can't just have pure juices, if you can get hold of some beautiful fresh pineapple juice and just drink pineapple juice, or even cut up a pineapple and eat fresh pineapple, that's a fantastic thing to do. And that makes me super stoked that, you know, like that you're really addressing this. And especially if you've got a cough or a sore throat, pineapple is just so good. And another one that is another old fashioned juice is the apricot juice. Apricot juice is full of antioxidants. It's just such a fabulous juice, and it's really soothing on your throat. And that's another juice that I recommend if you're feeling that you need it. Fresh orange juice is always good, loaded with vitamin C. Anything that's loaded with vitamin C, any of the fresh citrus fruits are really good at this time as well. If you've got difficulty with your head cavity in any way that can be associated with a buildup of mucus or allergic congestion, herbs are great to take. And they don't generally have side effects for you. It's easy to ease the tension and allow you to breathe freely again and to stop coughing. Don't stop taking the herbs when the problem's solved. You need to keep taking them for a good 3 or 4 days after you think you're better. And the rationale for this is a thing that my mum told me when I was a little girl, and I'll never forget this. Because when we were little, like one of the things, like my mum's Australian and she always was into naturopathy and natural health care, which is amazing. And she's also a historian. So like mum's 80 now. So she basically has had a lifetime of natural health care, and she hardly ever uses any pharmaceutical medicines unless she absolutely has to. But one of the things that she does is she'll crush a clove of garlic and she'll put it on a tablespoon, and then she'll just pour a little bit of honey over it, and she'll swallow that, and she'll chew it up and swallow it, and she'll do that 3, 4, 5 times a day. And that's like a throat lozenger, and it's like such a great cure. And when we were little girls, my mum used to give us these kinds of things to take, and what we did was 3 or 4 days after we were better, we'd still be taking it. We'd be taking a less quantity, but we'd still be taking it, because mum always said to me, and I agree with this, and I've taught people this, and I know this is true, is that, you know, when you think something's over, when you're sick, it's not necessarily over. And I understand now that I've been studying this all my life, that that's generally because our liver has to process things. And as our liver releases some of the toxins and the pathogens back out into the bloodstream to be released through our urine, sometimes that can flare up the illness again or the virus again. And then sometimes if you stop coughing and you've finished with that little incident, the other thing that ends up happening is 3 or 4 days later, you're exposed to the same thing again, if it's an airborne allergen or virus, and then you start again and you start from scratch. Whereas at least if you keep taking the preventatives after it's stopped, at least then you're going to be feeling a lot better within yourself. And when it comes back, it's not going to come back anywhere near as severely. Because often when we stop taking the herbs, we think it's better. The symptoms subside, right? But the vulnerability is still in our body, like I just explained. And the extra 3 or 4 days of therapy works really well in repair and prevention. And it also works in allowing our immunity to just boost itself up again. Really good herbal cough formulas use licorice root as one base ingredient. It's thick and it sticks itself to the lining of your throat and it helps the other herbs act faster, as well as that's a tonifying herb. We add thyme, olive leaf. You can make a really good cough and cold formula. These are things that you can have as teas at home as well. If you've got thyme growing in your garden, make thyme tea. If you've got olive trees in the garden, make some olive leaf tea. It's a little bit bitter, but that's really good because the bitter things stimulate the liver. You want to relieve the symptoms with expectorant herbals, which are the ones that generally do that, but you want the antimicrobial action as well because you want to get in and kill any bugs or nasties that are lurking in the mucus. Nettles are well known in traditional medicines as relievers of many lung conditions. It's been used for tuberculosis and other infectious lung diseases, repairing and strengthening the lungs. A strong and persistent cough is often relieved once and for all with a daily addition of nettle extract, nettle tea, and nettle tea is used as a preventative herb for cancer and other immune-compromised conditions as well. Nettle's super strengthening and it's high in iron, which is why it's one of the best herbs for your lungs. Nettle is a really, really good tea to have if you've got any respiratory tract conditions. We also give people, if you've got any coughing, chamomile, Matricaria reticulata tea, drinking that all the time, that relieves the coughing. If you get a sore throat, the very, very first thing I recommend is please put an onion poultice around your throat or have some of like my mum's throat lozenges, which is the garlic on a tablespoon with a little bit of honey. Chew that, swallow that. If you're worried about the active constituents in garlic that cause really bad breath, then just add some green chlorophyll in with it. Have some spirulina or crunch up a bit of parsley with it. It makes a big difference. If you've got a cough that won't shift, mixing olive leaf, cat's claw, thyme, nettle, sage is really good. Sage is another really good antimicrobial tea. We have a herbal extraction that we make here, which is a cough, cold and flu relief. And in that we use my absolute favourite Echinacea augustifolia root, which is probably one of my favourite herbs in the world for immunomodulatory behaviour, as well as just, it just seems to shift everything for me in the respiratory tract, for me and my respiratory tract illnesses. I don't recommend the aerial parts of Echinacea if you've got respiratory tract illnesses. Have a really good strong herbal formula, and like I'm happy to mix you one. You know, like there's so many herbs for the respiratory tract. I'm just talking to you about them now, and I'll just be going through them because, you know, it's really good. Like whatever you've got at home, it's going to work for you. That's what you want to use. We use immunomodulatory herbs like cat's claw as well. You really want to be careful about if it's a virus that's coming in. At the moment, we're dealing with a lot of smoke and dust conditions, and viruses can be carried, airborne viruses can be carried in the air with that. You often need to treat the underlying causes of the respiratory tract problem, which is like the exposures, as I was talking about. And sometimes that can be super elusive. Like right now, this week, while we've got dust and while we've got smoke around in southeast Queensland, you know, it's not that elusive. You know that a lot of pollen's being released from trees prematurely. There's a lot of winds around. We know that there's a lot of pathogens and poisons that are possibly in the smoke and the dust that have been travelling in some cases of dust for hundreds or even thousands of kilometres across the Australian desert before they come here and affect us. So you really don't know what's in it and it's elusive. So the thing is that the fastest way for you to find a solution is not always the most obvious, you know. So look for clues. Just try and think about where you've been, what you've been exposed to, and you really want to be careful with that. The thing is that if you've got an upper respiratory tract congested head cavity right now and it goes unaddressed, it can become infected and that'll cause you a lot of downtime, and you're better off to sort of nip it in the bud right away. And that's an Australian term for stop it in its tracks or address the issue as early as possible. If you've got the post-nasal drip, then your next thing is you get a sore throat, and then it mysteriously gets into the lungs, which can create all manner of respiratory tract illnesses. And a congested respiratory tract can naturally and very quickly be helped using the good herbs. The sinus and hay fever herbal extractions are really good to take, and that's the very first thing you should be taking. And the herbs, and you want to take andrographis is another herb that you can take. If you have a good therapeutic dose of an upper respiratory and sinus blend that your naturopath or herbalist makes you, and you notice within 20 minutes to half an hour an abating of the symptoms, you know you're on the right formula. And you need to take this formula 3 or 4 times a day while the symptoms are there. You also need to be careful right now when there's smoke and dust as well, because you might be triggered. Your allergenic and mucus response might be triggered just because of the dust and the smoke. But you also, that makes you hypersensitive, meaning more than usually sensitive to other things that might you might be allergic to, like cleaning products, other plants, foods, chemicals. You really want to make sure you stay away from any insecticides, herbicides, any kinds of sprays, any artificial chemicals, any additives in your food, especially if you've got even the very first sign of an upper respiratory tract illness. Like I said, eat clean, but I also want you to have the cleanest environment to take, because the thing is that if it becomes a chronic situation, and if it does spread, and if you ignore it when it's even at the beginnings of an infection, sinus, hay fever, rhinitis, then you're prone to the stagnation of the mucus in your head cavity, and that can lead to a lot of infections, and it just becomes worse and worse and worse. If you get a constant and sharp pain across one or both of your eyes in the forehead, the best thing you can do is to take, first of all, an onion poultice around your neck and a really good antibiotic and antimicrobial herbal blend. I also recommend that you start juicing garlic in with your juices, and that you start taking my mum's garlic throat lozenger. And you, hopefully you'll get results. Like, the last thing you want to do is, the last thing that you really want to do is have to get onto pharmaceutical antibiotics. You know, because this is Project Wellness and we want to be well naturally. That's the plan. I'm going to give you another recipe now. And this is my Dom's homemade garlic antibiotic. And this is really a cool recipe. You need a juicer for this one. And I take 10 bulbs, not cloves, but full bulbs of garlic. And I peel off the skin, roughly chop the garlic, and you place it in a jar. And then you add 500 mils of vodka. Leave it for 3 months sitting in the sealed container in your cupboard. Strain off the liquid and press the garlic to get the trapped liquid, and use only a teaspoon as necessary. So I want you to press that garlic at the end of it. Like, be your own hydraulic press with your hands and press all the liquid out of the garlic. This will last for 3 years or more in the cupboard, and there are some styles of medicine that suggests that aged garlic is better the older it gets. You'll need to take 30 to 60 mils of this a day to get rid of a heady respiratory infection, taken for 3 to 7 days. This needs to be combined with a complete cleansing diet, except for hot vegetable soups and fresh vegetable juices such as carrot and lemon, pineapple, celery, green juices. You won't want to eat, as this formula has a way of making you feel even sicker than you should, because it's just going through the whole body and just powering. It's just cleansing your blood like nothing else. It's incredible. And another garlic recipe that I have for you as well here that I'm going to give you is my aged garlic recipe, which is an alternate to this if you want to stay away from the alcohol completely. What we do with this recipe is we take the same 10 bulbs of garlic, We don't peel them this time. We just cut off the roots. We cut them up coarsely, and then we run them through a juicer with 500 mils of apple cider vinegar. And you run it through the juicer, and then the garlic juice mixed with the apple cider vinegar gets placed in a jar, and then that can sit in the fridge for absolutely ages. Like the aged garlic can just last for years, and you just, once again, you take a tablespoon of that when needed. You can just get fresh garlic juice with the apple cider vinegar, and you can just take that from the get-go. The day you start making it with that one, you start taking it. The first recipe for the vodka recipe that I just gave you, you do need to let that macerate for probably 3 to 6 months. You really want it to break down. You want the garlic to break down, and you want to press it through and get all that beautiful garlic juice. And that takes out a lot of really great active constituents. Yeah, and I know my garlic remedies sound terrible. Hey, but it's a great way to decongest your system. You know, like there's a whole lot of recipes. I make another one. It's kind of like, you know, some people in the States, they call it like a fire juice. And in New Zealand, where I was living when I wrote the first edition of The Wellness Zone, in the second edition, there was it was called The Fisherman's Cure. And what you do with that is it's ginger, garlic and chili, equal parts. And then you juice those, or you run them through the bullet these days. We have blenders and bullets these days. And you mix that with apple cider vinegar. And then you just mix it all together and pop it in the fridge and start taking that from day one as well. And that's like, I call that, like that's like a fire juice. But it's all really, all these things, when you've got them, you can always add honey to them. If you want, you can always add lemon juice. You can, you know, chili is really good for your body in so many ways. And it just depends upon whether you want to microdose these or whether you want to take them at a higher dose. But even microdosing these is a really, really good way to get it in your body. And it does trigger your body, and it really does trigger your immunity into acting really, really beautifully as well. You really want strong, clean blood running through your body, and garlic gives you that. Just don't forget to add parsley or chlorophyll, because that combats the stench of garlic on your breath. Body odor, you will have body odor, with, especially if you're going to use the onion poultice and the garlic. I'm sorry. But chlorophyll, just take it as fresh as possible. Like lots and lots of green things is fantastic. Wheatgrass is another great drink to have. Any of the greens, alfalfa sprouts, spirulina, barley, any of the super greens are just great right now to take when you've got a congested head cavity or a sore throat or the flu. I just want to remind you, never avoid a sore throat, and just face it. As soon as it happens, you can't ignore it. Wrap up, because it goes to an infection super fast, and whenever you've got a sore throat, you know that you've been exposed to something that you shouldn't have been, and if you don't address it, it's just going to go straight down into your lungs. So you want to wrap up in warm clothes. You want to keep your feet and your head warm. You really want to keep your feet warm, and especially at night, you want to keep your head warm. And one of the things that we've found with our patients over the years is that if they have got a sore throat, if they wear a hat to bed, it helps stop the coughing and stuff. It's really good. The onion poultice, I've told you how to make that. Drinking the lemon juice and talking as little as possible really helps, and rest as much as you can. With a sore throat, it's easy to stop taking your herbs and looking after yourself as soon as the symptoms subside. But as I said, you need to, you know, keep this going. If you do use an onion poultice, I'll remind you again, you slice a raw onion thinly and you peel it, a brown onion, and you wrap it inside a scarf, and you wrap that scarf around your neck. The fumes from the onion will enter your nostrils as you breathe and help clear up any type of throat, sinus or lung infection. You need to change the onion every 12 hours and replace with freshly chopped raw onion. Within half an hour of placing the poultice around your neck, you'll decrease coughing frequency and severity, and you'll have less pain in your throat, and you'll also have a stinging sensation in your eyes. The stinging of the onions in your eyes will subside quickly, so just close your eyes and rest for a while. As once your eyes are closed, they will not feel the onion sting. You'll find you get used to the smell rather quickly, as the benefits of this poultice far outweigh the smell. If you ever want to get rid of an acute cold or flu quickly, make this poultice and wear it to bed each night and remove it the following day when you need to get on with your work. The poultice is also great for earaches, and if you're concerned about getting infections in the head, throat or lungs, use it as a preventative. So right now in these smoky conditions, onion poultices, if you just go, look, hey, you know what, Dom? I can't even deal with an onion poultice. It sounds disgusting. Okay, fine. You know what you can do? Another one of my old mum's recipes. This is recipes that the women in my family have probably used for generations. In fact, I know they have. And that is, you cut a brown onion in half and you just sit it beside your bed on your bedside table at night when you go to sleep. That really helps as well. These are old-fashioned remedies and cures that I'm talking about, and that's because they work. This is Nature Cure. Nature Cure is you are cured by nature. Hello, you are a natural organism and nature will cure you. So you need to do that. You need to expose yourself to as much natural medicine as you can, and good foods and quality foods. So I'm just going to talk about some of the great herbs to avoid the flu. Astragalus, because this is prevention right now. Now, astragalus is your number one herb to take daily from the onset of the flu season until the end of spring. But you don't take astragalus membranosus is its name. Some people call it astragalus. Some people call it astragalus. It is a root. And this is, when I'm talking about this, I'm talking about taking the 1-2 herbal extraction. This is where the evidence base is with the information I'm giving you. It's been shown through research to help boost T cells and B cells, and it enables your defense system to be strong and robust through exposure. Research has shown that the antiviral activity of astragalus is most likely the result of the positive effects on the immune function and enhanced interferon production. The Biddle principles are the main actives in astragalus, and it's also a relatively high content of zinc and silicon, which may also attribute to the strong anti-flu qualities of this herb. Astragalus combines beautifully with most other herbal formulations. However, you need to take this herb as a preventative and as a recovery herb, and not when the situation's acute. So right now, if you're exposed to this dust and smoke, take your astragalus, but if you get sick, if you start to get an infection, then don't take it. It should actually decrease the ability of your body to develop an infection substantially. So we recommend you take 5 mils of liquid herbal extract to every 20 kilos of body weight once a day as an immunomodulatory preventative. But in this situation, I'd probably double that. So when I talked about garlic earlier, I just want to run you through some of the information on garlic. And garlic can be taken pretty well every day, but garlic can also be taken in an acute situation if it does start to exacerbate, or if you have develop an infection or congestion. It contains allicin, which contributes to its antimicrobial, antifungal, expectorant and immune stimulant qualities. Research has shown that garlic is an effective immune stimulant, and when you exercise aerobically and consume garlic in your diet, it may increase the quality, quantity and killing power of natural killer cells. That's a great reason to take garlic from the beginning to the end of the flu season, right? But garlic produces a wide spectrum antimicrobial effect on intestinal bacteria, fungus, some parasites, which helps keep you in good health. There's an old saying with garlic that fresh is best. So don't forget to add in the chlorophyll as we discussed. White horehound is a herb when you feel the flu coming on. It's a really good herb to take because it just stops flus and colds in their tracks. It just really abates the conditions within a few hours of the symptoms. And it's an expectorant, spasmolytic and bitter herb. And it's a traditional favourite for warding off and impeding cold or flu. Take the white horehound liquid extract, 5 mils again per 20 kilos of body weight 1 to 3 times a day. Olive leaf has oleoeuropeum. It's a super antioxidant and antimicrobial herb, and it potentiates the macrophage response, resulting in higher nitric oxide production, which is believed to be beneficial for cellular protection. Oleoeuropean is an antioxidant, and the hydrothiazole in olive leaf has shown broad antimicrobial activities as well against bacteria. So it helps with respiratory tract infections and intestinal infections. And patients often comment to me how their health feels super awesome when they take olive leaf every day in these sorts of conditions. So these are the things that you can be taking right now. And my favourite, echinacea, which is immunomodulatory and antimicrobial and also works on nitric oxide in the same way that the olive leaf does, is really good as well. You know, it's another excellent herbal extraction to take, as in Andrographis, which has got the andrographolide stimulant, which is an antigen-specific and non-specific immunity. Research has shown that Andrographis is an immunostimulant action, especially on macrophages. It's a great news for avoiding and curing the flu. It's a good herb to take when you want to avoid any illnesses. It's great for the liver. It's known as the king of bitters. Once again, you take that daily. If you find that you're getting sick with this right now, I want to talk to you about some flu foods to take. Like I said, eat clean. I'm talking about soups, carrots, cabbage, onions, garlic, broccoli, tomatoes, pumpkin, any vegetables that you've had handy. Simply make a big pot of vegetable soup and place it in the fridge, and you just keep eating that as a mono food. Make steam fries, as in steaming lots of vegetables. Salads, if you want, feel like cold foods. Juices, herb teas, just lots and lots. Licorice root, thyme, peppermint, lemon balm, asparagus, they're all great to help your lungs and to help your kidneys. Make up the beautiful fisherman's cure. Make up your aged garlic. Really great cough medicines that you can make. Just taking tea tree is another one. You can take your tea tree essential oil and you can just have a little bit of that with some honey. You can take, if you've got small children, any of the herbal extractions that we make here, you can take them and you can mix them in with dilute them down with waters and mix them in with honey and make them into some honey syrups as you will, simply by taking the herbal extractions and just bringing them lightly to the boil, simmering them and mixing in some honey and water and diluting them down. I hope I've helped you today. My name's Dominique Liv-Kamal. This is Project Wellness, and I hope you have a beautiful day. Our website's medicineroom.com.au, and I just really hope and pray that my hints and tips have helped you with your upper respiratory and your respiratory health. Blessings, light, and love. We're wishing you wellness and joy. Have an awesome day.